big time banker from New York City. Came down south one day. Sold our people on the bond, had our money betting on.
Yeah, that bond went bad.
And we're back. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. That voice you just heard is Dr. Gene Hensler.
That's TP Parrish, CFA, and we have Ben Crow with us, who's a CFP, a CPA. I'm not going into any other stuff.
Yeah,
he's all legit.
That's enough.
You got a financial strategy question.
Yeah, we got a, and it's a little bit of a tax question and investment question, but you know, at the holidays, you know, there a lot of charitable giving comes up. You know, people will take the opportunity at the end of the year. They may make some gifts to their favorite charities, and then we have, you know, a lot of offices, and then we do it here. You know, we have some local charities that we like to support, and we kind of make a drive here at the office. And that just brings up the question of what's the best way to go about your charitable giving. Or something to think about. You know, if you do have an investment portfolio, you've got an opportunity that you may want to look at. Yes, we know the basic rules on charitable contributions about getting receipts and all this, and you know, acknowledging that you didn't receive any goods and services, and that's a valid charity. You can look those up. But let's talk about, you know, the difference between giving a, let's say, $1,000 in cash.
Or $1,000 in stock.
Or in stock.
That you only paid $200 for.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's look at, we'll throw out some round numbers. Instead of $1,000, let's say $10,000. All right, you want to give $10,000 to your church, synagogue, whatever.
Yeah.
And so you can write them a check. All right. You're giving, you know, after-tax dollars. This is money that you earned at work. You put it in your checking account, and you're writing a check out of it to give to the church. Well, you do that, and let's just say hypothetically you're in the top tax bracket, which is 39.6%. You're going to save on your tax return, assuming you itemize your deductions, which you more than likely will if you're in the top bracket. That's going to save you $3,960 in taxes on your return. So let's take the same scenario and say we had $10,000 in Apple, and we wanted to, and we donated that stock that we've held for more than a year, and we donate that stock, and which is pretty common for, you know, larger charitable organizations to have brokerage accounts too. And I mean, you can.
That's right. Kennesaw State, you can just simply say, "Here's a 1,000 shares of Apple." They'll figure out.
You just
call
your
broker,
and
it just goes over there.
It goes over there.
We will.
So what's the difference? So we have $10,000 in stock, long-term capital gain stock. And let's say you only paid, $2,000 for it.
Right.
All right. So you get the same deduction.
And you don't have to pay the $8,000 in capital gains.
That's right. So that's another $1,600 you saved. So if you took that $10,000 in Apple, let's say you didn't have any money in your checking account. You want to take it out of your brokerage account. Well, I'm going to sell my $10,000 worth of Apple and then send it.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Oh, you don't want to do that, do you? Because now you're going to pay $1,600 in capital gains tax. And then, on top of that, if you're subject to the net investment income tax, you can pay another $300 in that.
That's right.
So, you know, you're achieving the same thing. You're just doing it in a more tax-efficient way. Maybe you want to give them $13,000 now that you're saving extra money on your taxes. So it's something to keep in mind.
Well, it always pays you that. One of the things that I do is that I have to make a minimum minimum distributions. And rather than give it to myself, I give it to a foundation.
That's right. And we're waiting on an extender bill to extend that provision, which I'm assuming will take place. But what that does is that keeps it off of it keeps it out of your adjusted gross income.
Thank you.
So you're not taking it as an itemized deduction on Schedule A. You're getting a deduction for that on the front page of your 1040.
That's correct.
Which is better.
So that's correct.
So you can still do it. That law hasn't passed.
So there's a lot. If you're in a charitable mode, and most of us who become successful and get older want to give back and stuff like that, there's no sense in being stupid about how you give it away.
It just, you know, and don't hesitate to call your advisor and say, "Hey, listen, I'm thinking about doing this." And if, you know, if you have a good candidate, you know, you can bring it up and you can talk about that stock, and if you're willing to do that. It's just, you know, let us know beforehand, or your CPA. You know, talk to me first.
Yes.
And then, you know, maybe we can
see if
there's
a... What's the best way for me to give $10,000 to the church?
Instead of just stroking a check.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that
big deal.
We do that a lot, and that's a big deal. And a good thing.
A big deal. So you might as well get the max you can get out of it.
Right.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.